What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I like to quote the very funny Tim Allen from Home Improvement. A quote that he gave to the Hollywood Reporter many years ago. The Clintons are like herpes. Just when you think they're gone, they show up again.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You heard it. It's pretty damn true, though. You know who actually also announced officially today was RFK Jr.
Yes.
About
well,
3 hours
he's been dropping
ago.
Hints for a week.
Yeah, he's been dropping hints, but he officially gave his intent to run speech, whatever you call it. And here I'm looking at YouTube in the Reuters channel, and they characterize him as a long-shot bid to challenge incumbent President Joe Biden. I think it's a poor choice of words considering his uncle and his father, you know, a long shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
There's the Senator Kennedy, who's a close relative.
Yeah, yeah. And on RT has excerpts from his speech. And a lot of it kind of crossed over with Donald Trump's talk about the corruption in the government and et cetera. He objected to government rules that force Americans to privatize the commons and get ahead by poisoning each other and hurting each other, et cetera, et cetera. And his speech, he calls for clean government, civil liberties, peace, and economic revitalization. And he goes after high-tech censorship of dissidents in America. Yeah, I don't know. Even if they don't kill him, they'll just kill him with the cheating. You know,
they're also launching smear campaigns. There was something I saw on Twitter where somebody was attacking RFK Jr. for all these conspiracy theories that he believes in. And then they went down a list of things that we know are not conspiracy theories. And so how dare he think about that? And I mean, it's really that outrageous.
The chutzpah, whatever you call it, is just incredible. But you go back through from recent to past history, you know, what happened to Tulsi Gabbard? She was cheated out of her primary.
Yes,
what
she
happened
was.
To Bernie what happened to Bernie Sanders? He was cheated out of his primary. You go back to Ross Perot. Now, he wasn't cheated, but he said that his family was threatened.
Yes.
He was actually snowballing the other two candidates, Bush and Clinton. I mean, he was way ahead of him, and then he gets this thing where, my daughter's been threatened at his wedding, at her wedding or what have you. So he pulls out. Then he jumps back in, but it's already too late.
Yeah.
So they put in who they want to put in, and Trump was maybe the exception. There are people who say that he was actually just an actor, and that was his role, what have you. I don't go with that. But the Democratic machine, you try to run against them, you're not going to make it if you're not on their list.
I have felt the wrath of the Democratic machine for a good many years now.
Yeah, I bet you have. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you for the call. 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. Yeah, just a couple points I just wanted to make and, you know, get your response if I could. You had mentioned something about David Bridal going bankruptcy, the wedding company.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of all the people that had their lives destroyed. And after Trump shut down the country for COVID, they had to cancel all their weddings. I know personal people that had to do that. They had planned their whole life, like spent loads of money. And then after Trump shut down the country because he sold out for COVID, they already had to cancel everything. So it's just another.
Trump started, Dave, you've got clear bias here every time you call on in.
No.
Because Biden kept those lockdowns going. And if that's the reason David's Bridal went out of business, that's certainly possible. The general economy, the interest rates are going up there. They may not be able to service their debt. We don't exactly know the reasons David Bridal is filing for Chapter 11.
And I could be wrong, and you could be wrong. I was just trying to make a point. It just reminded me of that, because I remember all the weddings got canceled because he did that. And if I could just pivot to another subject we had spoke about a little while back, about Somalia. Have you seen the uprising in Sudan? Have you seen the new, the fighting and everything going on in Sudan?
Yeah, I have been. Recently? I thought they had a 24-hour ceasefire, but I guess it didn't hold.
Yeah, and it didn't. They're still fighting, because it reminds me of, do you remember General Wesley Clark, the seven countries in 5 years, one of them being Somalia and Sudan? So when you said Trump had brought the troops home from Somalia after the deadly ambush where all the special forces soldiers got killed because they didn't have proper air cover and stuff like that, just like Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
He actually didn't bring any troops home. He just redeployed them to the surrounding countries. And, I know Biden
redeployed them out of Somalia was the point that we were trying to make here. Anyway, Dave, thank you very much for the phone call. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. What's on my mind today is something very intriguing to me. I was watching this documentary about Lee Harvey Oswald and his last phone call, and I'm listening to these gentlemen, and they sound very very on the level here. I guess that's the word. I'll put it on the level. How is it, Mike, this wasn't reported in back in the late 60s when all these FBI agents that were working that case all ended up dying mysteriously, getting shot? One guy thought was a deer. Sounds like some out of Dick Cheney novel.
Yes.
And his last phone call was to Raleigh, North Carolina. Have you ever seen this documentary, Mike?
No, I haven't.
It's very, very intriguing. And they have these professional gentlemen that are doing this big presentation, I guess, at one of these colleges here. And they're talking about how Oswald basically... he was giving out literature about Fidel Castro was a great guy back in right before, 6 months before he got assassinated. And then you got this, a couple of these gentlemen are talking that Castro had they had a hit team in Louisiana. A bunch of Cubans are training out there in the swamps.
Yeah.
Mike, I don't know what to make of this. A mongoose. And they're, for the life of me, how is it that seven FBI agents were connected with this case, all ended up murdered, Mike, and nobody, their families or nobody rallied to find out what the real truth? What was this all about? Why was Kennedy assassinated other than he wanted to get rid of the IRS, I guess, or maybe Israel got an atomic bomb?
That was not what he wanted to do. what Kennedy wanted to do is he wanted to abandon the moon race with the Soviet Union in favor of a joint mission to the moon. He did issue a United States note, which was based on the silver remaining in the Treasury vault, so that you weren't having to borrow Federal Reserve notes at interest. That, of course, made him an enemy of the Federal Reserve. John F. Kennedy did not want Israel to acquire nuclear weapons. Israel was not happy about that. Then there was that oil depletion allowance issue that had the Texas oil billionaires angry with John F. Kennedy. You had organized crime, which had helped Kennedy in his election. They felt double-crossed because of Robert Kennedy's going after organized crime as attorney general. And let's see. That's most. Oh, yeah, that was the military-industrial complex that were concerned that Kennedy wanted to pull out of Vietnam and just end that all over. And, of course, that would have the Pentagon would have had to go back to salad days. So, yeah, that was, Kennedy made a lot of enemies because he wanted to change things.
Yeah, it was like a giant ball of wax, Mike, and it all melted down on him. Cabals. But, yeah, I thought it was very intriguing watching this documentary. It was really amazing watching it on Oswald's last call and how they it was like these two guys, they said they came in and talked to the operators, like the two women operators. Now, like, they were the guys, like the men in black, you know, like for UFOs, you know. We don't know what the real true story about UFOs are, or, you know, it's all crazy. But yeah, Mike, I want to get back to what I was wanting to really talk about, Mike. You know, my main thing, the theme I talk about on the show is basically, in a lot of things, but immigration. Have you seen the latest news, Mike?
We know you're allowed to talk about immigration.
Okay, well, Mike, did you see Breitbart Newsmax today and Fox News talking about what they did talk today about the illegal immigrants, what they're doing as far as polio and tuberculosis?
Yeah, we just covered that.
Okay, so now, Mike, what happens if there's another massive outbreak of tuberculosis in this country or a massive outbreak of polio? What will happen to Biden?
Maybe you have a lot of people die.
Biden?
Maybe that's the goal, you know, depopulation. Open the borders and let the illnesses just flow all over planet Earth.
So who's going to be held accountable, and what should be the solution of what should it be the justice meted out? What should be meted out to these evil people, Mike? What's your opinion? Gulag?
I don't think we'll ever be able to deal with them. You know, I would just be happy if they just went away and left us all alone. Unfortunately, they seem to actually genuinely believe that they are a superior form of human life, and that we're just here to, provide work product for them and new soldiers and new workers. And
they're
just going to do whatever they want to do, until somebody makes them stop.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, I got to bring this up on the show. You know that term life and whole life insurance has gone up since Joe Biden's become president? Over almost 75%.
Yes, I know.
Policies now are, in 2 years, the policy has gone up over $100, $120, Mike. And, you know, they have all these different companies, Aetna, and they got Humana and all that. These premiums are going crazy, even for people on Medicare.
Yep.
They're not giving you a break. They're actually taking more money, and the gas prices are going to go back up this summer. It's crazy. This whole economic cabal that we're facing is, it's terrifying, Mike. And I told you yesterday on your show that now they're finally bringing these tankers in because they had roads flooded going out of Port Everglades, Mike. And they're spending all this money on all these foreign countries where you can't take care of your own infrastructure. You can't even put white or black Americans to work and doing construction jobs. You got to bring illegal aliens from other countries in here to do the work. There's only I don't get it, Mike. As far as I know, too, about agriculture. There's only 2.7 million people in agriculture totally. So what are these other 50 million illegals doing? What are they doing, Mike? What kind of jobs are they doing?
I have no idea.
I mean, they all can't be in the lawns business cutting grass. So I ask myself, okay, if you got, I was figuring it out, Mike, if you have, like, say in California, you have 18 million illegals, and you got, 10 million of those are women, or go opposite, it could be 8 million women and 10 million men. Say 8 million women, Mike. What are these women that are coming here illegally popping babies out? What are they doing for a living? What are they doing for jobs? They're not all maids. I mean, what kind of low-level job do they have, Mike? Who's supporting all this? How is the weight of this country going to hold up when all these women, if they potentially want to become somebody in this country, you have to have a car? Where's the Green New Deal? With Ignacio Ocasio-Cortez saying we got to have, and you're going to have all these people consuming water, cars. This is insanity,
air.
Mike. It's all about taking control and getting rid of the Republican Party and white males completely. That's my opinion, without a question. They want total dominance, and they want to run these people around like sheeple, like going, like cattle. I mean, this is all about, Mike, all about control. And bumbling buffoon Biden is he's just a puppet on a string taking his orders from the real master, the wizard, behind the curtain. That's how I feel about this. And it's disgusting, Mike, because Mike, I got to tell you, in South Florida, you got more major networks on TV than in Spanish and radio stations in Spanish and English.
You mentioned that. We've been over this. I understand you're concerned about it. But, you know, I do get complaints about every time you call on in, it's always the same thing.
Okay, Mike, my point is this then. What happens if all of a sudden the Chinese in California want to have 10 radio stations in Chinese and TV stations in Chinese? So we got to accept that, right? Is that mostly acceptable?
Well, it's not a question of accepting it. If there's a market there, I mean, if there are enough people of, Nation X, we're not going to use any particular race. If there is a large enough population that they represent, an advertising audience that would generate enough revenue in business, then it's profitable to set up a radio station or a TV station that broadcasts to that group in order to get the advertising out to them. That's how you decide if you're going to build a radio or TV station. You know, how many people are around you? You know, what is the ethnic makeup? You know, and if, this group is already substantially covered by the indigenous broadcast industry, look for a group that's underserved and say, that's going to be our target audience when we build this new media outlet. It's a purely business decision, Tom.
Okay, I got you, Mike. But let me ask you a question, Mike. Before I go to the southern states, and I hope Marco calls in, or whoever calls in, Joe or anybody, I want to tell you this. The Chinese on their flag, they have a giant star. And the rest of the little teeny stars around there, that's to let them know that the world, that they're going to be in total dominance. We know that already. But, Mike, I remember back in the 80s. You remember back in the 80s when the United States government was actually telling all these southern states, these people who talk with a country accent, that they can't talk that way. They got to learn to speak proper English. You remember that, Mike, that you couldn't keep your southern culture? You couldn't have your country accent?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so, Mike, there was an audience there, and they told those people, you need to have plainer English. We can't understand you. Now we got a whole bunch of groups of people coming here. Don't even speak the English language. Those hillbillies and all those great people were speaking the English language, and they went to war for this country. So that's my point, Mike. So you know what? I don't buy this crap that you got to accept the market of these people coming China, Russia, Poland. I don't care where you come. You come to this country, you learn to speak English, or you don't have you're not part of the United States. It's culture. You're not part of the founding fathers, what they poured forth in the Constitution. Nobody wants to write cursive anymore. They don't want you to learn how to read the Bill of Rights. They don't want you to read the Constitution. This is all dummying down society so they can crush the white males in this country. Total dominance they want. I don't know who's behind it, but it's got to stop, and it's got to desist, Mike. Too many men want the battle for this country, and they got to take back what's rightfully theirs, Mike. When you turn our monuments down, and, Mike, you know, it was fascinating to me how they tore Teddy Roosevelt Monument down in New York. Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, I saw that.
Seriously? So is that supposed to be acceptable by the American population, majority?
I don't accept it, you know, and,
I don't accept it.
Yeah, it's an attack on our history and our culture. It's part of this, you know, global reset plan that's going on in there. And I'm very, very angry about it, which is why I do this radio show and keep this website going, because I'm trying to find a peaceful way to get us back to some common sense in this country.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to ask you one more question. I'll let you go. Have you ever heard of Stonewall Jackson? Have you ever heard of Stonewall Jackson, Mike? Of course you have,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, he's the reason they, but basically, my opinion, I'll always say this, when I analyze and study about the Civil War, he's the main reason the South lost the war. That's my opinion. Okay, that's my opinion. I think Stonewall Jackson would have survived when he got what happened to him that one particular night. The South would have stalemated the war, if anything. But I will say this, Mike. I was researching that, and you know there's three museums in the United States called Stonewall, the Colonel Stonewall, and one was called Colonel Stonewall, and then you know that every one of those museums and all that are LGBTQ?
No, I did not know that.
I didn't know it either. It flipped me out because I'm like, I was looking up this, you know, Stonewall Jackson. I was looking up, you know, Grant and all these different generals and all that. And all of a sudden I hit Stonewall, and and it didn't say Jackson. It said Colonel Stonewall, General Stonewall. So I hit the button, Mike. And it pops up to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where it's an LGBTQ museum for LGBTQ. I'm like, what? What is this? So then I hit another one, and it said LGBTQ, Stonewall plates or something. And I, and then finally it goes to Stonewall Jackson, and it, you know, it does his autobiography, and it tells you about the man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and they pushed him at the very bottom, but... the other one, you punch the Stonewall, Mike, it was on the top was the, like the first four stone walls were about LGBTQ. So that was really fascinating.
Well, Tom, we have to bring this
really
call
weird.
To an end. I gave you a big chunk of time.
Yeah, you got
here.
It. Well, thank you, sir. God bless.
Commercials. 512-248-8252. We need some callers. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get. And you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Inflation control is population control. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to get your body ready to fight the next virus with Quercetin Plus Zinc from Liberty Lighthouse Wellness. Find it at liberty-lighthouse.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve was created by Congress to provide the nation with a safer, more flexible, and more stable monetary and financial system. One way that they do this is by attempting to control inflation. But is that really a good thing? The money in your pocket or in your bank account isn't really money at all. It's fiat currency with no physical backing. It is worth less every time the government prints more. Contrast the current system to actual minted money. A quarter minted before 1965 contains about $3.50 worth of silver today. A quarter dollar from 1965 isn't even worth $2.50 today. So the value of silver has increased by 1,400%, but because of artificially manipulated inflation, the dollar has only gone up by 950% during that same time. You see, inflation is only bad when all of our money is fake fiat currency. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Computers, Mike.
Okay.
My computer has gone completely crazy. It's an Apple desktop, and I bought it in 2017. And they're telling me it was actually manufactured in 2015, so it's now obsolete. It is, quote, as they described it, vintage.
Yeah, computers' life cycles are very, very short.
They don't know the meaning of the word vintage. I don't care. I know the life. They're obviously built-in obsolescence, but what scares me is that things are disappearing. Emails that I send go nowhere. They're not in my sent folder. They're not in my outbox. So they're making it necessary for me to go out and buy a new one, but I'll be damned if I'll buy another that is built in to be obsolete in 5 years.
Well, I'm afraid they're all like that unless you build your own white box, which is what I did for this machine, and it's showing its age, but it's still holding up. But as far as your email problems are concerned, I would look to maybe your email provider rather than your desktop computer, because, you know, I mean, in my case, you know, I'm getting a lot of my emails twice over. Somebody sends me an email, I'll receive two copies of it. So there's something going on out there on internet land, and who knows, maybe it's the NSA, you know, made a slip with the alligator clips or something. but I would say look at your mail service, contact them and say, is anybody else complaining
Gmail?
About...
How do you contact Gmail? How do you contact Google?
Yeah, that's
they're totally
another
in
big
it.
Problem. I was
yeah,
trying
they're
to
the
solve
wizard.
Another issue with another company. And their chat is now an AI chatbot who doesn't know anything about what they're doing.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Well, I've never been able to reach Gmail or Google directly. I don't know. What do you think? I just have to go with another. I mean, is Apple still? I can't build one. I don't trust anyone locally to have the competence to build one. What do you think? Apple again? And be ready for it to be...
Okay. It all comes down to, you know, is your Apple computer still running properly? Setting aside the email issue.
No. Lots of problems. I ended up just loads of problems all over the place. You know, and no matter which malware program I try to install, it doesn't install. It won't activate. It might download, but it won't activate. So I gave up on that. Finally, Apple said, oh, you must use Malwarebytes. They're the only one we recommend. As soon as I put in Malwarebytes, I started to get more of those fake ransomware attacks. So I deleted Malwarebytes, and the ransomware, the so-called ransomware attack stopped. So everything's going nuts.
Well, hold it, Layla. I think what may have happened, because I've used Malwarebytes myself, you put it in, and it's alerting you that there are these ransomware attacks trying to get into your machine, and that's what it's supposed to do. Just because you've deleted Malwarebytes and you're not getting those warnings doesn't mean the malware, the ransomware attacks have stopped. You need to find yourself, Layla, you need to find yourself a local computer store that works with Apple. And you're going to have to, you know, go on in and say, check this machine out for me, clean it out. Or
they
either
can't,
that
they
or
won't touch
have to
it.
Buy a new computer.
Yeah, they said they won't touch it because it's obsolete. It's vintage. They don't have the parts for it. It's a hardware problem, they're telling me now.
Machines eventually do wear out. And it's always a pain because you spend so many years setting up the system and getting everything where you want it, and then you're comfortable, you're getting work done, and all of a sudden, you know, bang, you got to go buy a new machine. And you know what's really frustrating? You know, my old Commodore VIC-20, the last time I looked at it, was still working. I gave it away to a computer hobbyist who was just enthusiastic about it. That thing just lasted forever.
Well, yeah, everything now is built to be obsolete, and obviously make the hardware. Yeah, there's a built-in, what is it? The Omission Impossible, where this message will, whatever, decompose
this thing
it.
Will
remember
self-destruct.
That? Yeah, self-destruct, exactly. So they're set to, that's why they know it's a hardware problem. And, we don't have the old parts. You have to go to a place called Mac Outpost, and there's none in this city. I have to drive 200 miles away to find a Mac Outpost. That's how bad it is. So I don't know. I'm seriously thinking of just completely. 30 years ago, I cut the TV cable. I'm now thinking that's it. No more internet. I'll just go to the bank and pay my bills. That's the only thing I need it for. If people don't want to talk on the phone, I don't need email. I don't think I really need the internet. I wonder how many others are beginning to wonder that.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of people on internet burnout, and, you know, that may be a good choice for you. I'll certainly miss you. And with that, thank you for the phone call. We have to take another break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I told you to talk to you about child tax credits. I don't know whether whether there is such a thing in the United States where, you know, someone would get a check or a direct deposit from the federal government. Does that happen?
Well, there's, you know, if you're on welfare or assistance, you get a little bit more money for each child you have. That's why welfare couples crank the babies out as fast as they can. In terms of the taxes, there's a child tax credit that reduces your taxes because obviously you're spending part of your income in raising and taking care of the child. Are you thinking about something else?
Nope. Exactly what you're describing.
Okay.
So up here in Canada, if you have a child under six, get about $590 a month.
Okay.
Direct deposited into your account. And this will go to a Canadian citizen, a permanent resident, right?
Yep.
Not a citizen, a permanent resident, or, and this is my favorite, or a refugee. So I could walk across, I could drive across the border, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say I could drive across the border, park my car, walk across, make up a name, assuming I wasn't fingerprinted, make up a name and say I want refugee status in Canada. And if I had a bunch of kids, they would get that much money up until the age of six. Over six, I think it drops down to around 5-10 or something a month.
Yeah.
From the federal government, those are tax dollars or debt, right? This government has run a lot of debt in the last 7 years that they've actually doubled the federal debt.
Compared to our country, they're pikers.
Well, in 7 years...
Right now, our government is borrowing $6 billion every single day.
That's $2 trillion a year, Mike.
Yeah. I got a calculator.
It's all debt. That's like debt.
Yep.
Right? And they have to service that debt. And every dollar that you pay to service the debt is $1 less that's actually usable in the economy.
Yep.
It goes to somebody, and you know, who knows who. But anyway, so think about this, because I'm almost talking about this. You could have, let's just say, you know, someone from Somalia or Syria or wherever, I mean, a Haitian. You know, I don't know how many thousands of Haitians are going to be let into Canada under refugee status. And they could have five kids. You know, they could get as much as as much as $3,000 a month just in child tax credits every single month deposited into their bank account without having to lift a finger. That's insane.
I agree.
Oh, yes. It is insane. And what makes it even more insane is last year, and you know, not a lot of people know this, but the population of Canada I don't know what it went by, but over 1 million people were let into Canada last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to assume, you know, some of them are children, and right away, if you're a permanent resident, right, and you have to apply for that, or you have refugee status, you're going to get that child tax credit right off the bat. Not to mention, if you are a refugee, you're going to get about $40,000 per adult. So, you know, man and woman, there'd be about $80,000 plus their children.
Yeah.
Just to say they have four, that's going to be four under the age of six. You know, I'm making up arbitrary numbers here. So there's another $2,400 a month times 12. I mean, when I add that up, it breaks the calculator, because that's almost $100,000 for nothing.
Yeah.
It is actually over $100,000 for nothing, for doing nothing. Come on in. You're a refugee. Like I said, I can walk across the border or drive across, leave my car, walk across, make up a name, and claim refugee status. Of course, you know, I'm a middle-aged male. I probably wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have. That is insane. And this is what's going on up here in Canada. It's no wonder that road going into Quebec, Rock Road, people were just walking right in there. They were just walking right across. you know, the RCMP was sitting right there, and they claim refugee status, and there's nothing they can do because it's the UN. This is UN crap. And they all show up, brand new clothes, brand new shoes, cell phones. They're well fed, not serving. And they come in, and you know, Canada opens up the door and say, "Here," rolls out the red carpet. Whereas Canadian citizens that have been here all their life, they've been born. I mean, they're living on the streets as well as veterans. You know, veterans and this government do not mix because you know, they want to be treated, you know, with
okay,
a little bit
Al,
of respect.
Al, I'm afraid your voice over IP connection is starting to deteriorate and you're breaking up. And in any event, I've given you a good chunk of time on show. We're getting close to the end of the show. We got a bunch of callers to get through, so thank you. And we're going to go to Daryl in Canada. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Okay, there you are. Yeah, Canadians are hijacking your show, Mike. The last caller's right. There's a lot of insanity up here, but the RCMP they help the refugees with their luggage as they come across on some little creek bed as they walk across. So it's I don't know. It's beyond belief. It's even worse up here than it is down there. I mean, it's bad enough getting it bad enough down there. And as far as the debt goes, I've looked at that, and this was a few years ago anyway. And per capita, the U.S. is about three times worse than Canada. So Canada's pretty bad, but down there, I mean, you guys are on a collision course for hell on earth.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, Leah Thomas, and just want to touch on that quick before I get to Robert Kennedy and you can get to your other calls. Leah Thomas and Riley Gaines, I mean, on a personal note, Mike, what's the old saying? Laughter is the best medicine. So
yes.
For me, I mean, usually women are about around 15%. Higher in for liberals and stuff like that. They have much more open views, I guess you could say. I mean, I talk to a few up here. I keep my distance. I don't want to get shed on with vaccine mRNA. But they say, well, live and let live. And I say, well, listen, is it fair? And, well, you know, you just have to go along with it. It's just fair, whatever a person wants to do. But I have no. My bottom line is I have no sympathy. I'm sorry to Riley and some of these other you know, women athletes, but it's like the mother or the animal eating their children or something like that. They're asking for it and they're getting it. These liberals. I mean, I have really and plus it makes me laugh. So I can't really disagree with what's going on. I know it's wrong, but it's so crazy. It's funny.
It is funny. It would be funny if it wasn't being so disruptive to so many biological female athletes to whom these awards and scholarships should be going.
Exactly.
They're being robbed. That's just, it's flat out. They're being robbed in the name of gender ideology.
Yeah, exactly. You work all your life. I'm sure there's a lot of girls, though, that are right now 10, 11 years old that are thinking about this now that would be normally and just be 8 hours doing something. Working out and doing this, but thinking, well, what's the use? Why should I do that now? When I get to, you know, up a level another 6-7 years, it'll be all dominated by men. But I'll be healthier for that when I see that. But, you know, I just want to say quickly about RFK. If he gets, I can't wait for him to get on the debate stage. I mean, he's never going to win.
Okay.
Even if somehow he gets, you know, some traction, the superdelegates will just shoot him down. But it'll never even get that far. But I can see RFK almost nullifying the questions that are going to be asking him by Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow, whoever is going to do these, moderate these things. And he's just going to go off on these vaccine situations. And then they're going to say, no, that's not the question. And they're going to cut him off. They're probably almost going to be like the old skit where that... that big hook comes from the outside, from the side, and pulls the person off. They're going to have to drag him off the stage because he's going to answer some questions. I mean, he's a bit of a classic liberal, which would be almost a conservative liberal now or a liberal Republican almost. And that's going to be just awesome because he's going to definitely get his pound of flesh when he gets on that stage. And that pound of flesh is these biological weapons that are going on. Okay, Mike, I'll let you get to the other callers, but boy, that's one thing to look forward to down the road, to listen to RFK.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call here, and we're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
RFK needs to be wearing his Kevlar undies, as you put it.
Yeah.
But I've heard you say you never believe anything that comes out of the government. And you've heard me say failure to investigate is not science. Investigating failure is science. But anyway, I think you know where I'm going with this, so I'm not going to go there because I'm your favorite whipping boy and you'll just will have none of it. I just want to leave you with this. Breathe deep the gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room. Cold heated orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray, yellow white, but we decide what is right and what is an illusion. You remember that line?
I remember the line. I forget who wrote it here. But according to Mike in the control room, you wanted to talk about that Alaska spiral. And we did run a story about that on the website. It turns out it was one of the SpaceX rockets. They just put another bunch of Starlink satellites up there. And it had to vent fuel. And so it was slowly rotating. They opened the fuel dump valve. The fuel shot on out. And once it was outside the rocket, it turned into ice crystals. And that's what created that little spiral in the sky over Alaska.
Okay. What was your source?
SpaceX.
SpaceX doesn't launch in Alaska.
SpaceX rockets go all over the globe. The Starlink satellites, in order to give that global internet coverage, some of them have to be in high inclination orbits.
Okay, what was the date on the article?
Was it the last weekend or something?
Well, I just wonder if that was misinformation put out after that spiral appeared. But
well, you know, I'm a big believer in Occam's razor. This is the obvious, simple explanation.
Where was it launched from? Poker Flats?
The rocket launched from California 3 hours earlier, and basically when it was had gotten into orbit, they said they simply let the excess fuel outside in order to lighten the weight of the rocket itself before it returned back to Earth.
Well, then how come they're calling it the Alaska Spiral?
Because it appeared over Alaska? Okay.
Okay, I'll take a look at the SpaceX article that you had.
There's one here in AP. I mean, it makes sense. We've seen these things before. It happens quite a bit. Anyway, Joe, we're going to let you go, and
okay.
We're going to go with Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Peter, are you there?
But for the last couple of days, I've been getting things back about it. Your server is not accepting, just to let you know. I get a lot of stuff, like 20 articles saying that they're not accepting it. Just to let you know.
Yeah, somebody's interfering with our email.
Yeah, I figured. I thought I'd let you know. Second thing is, you had the discussion with somebody about Kennedy and about what he did. You did a really nice job on that, but there's two things that you missed. Along with trying to stop Israel from getting nuclear weapons, he also was trying to get the Israeli, the predecessor, APAC, putting a lot of pressure to declare themselves, agents of a foreign government.
Yes,
and that changed. That was. And one more thing was the limited test ban treaty, which the military you went into the military. They didn't want any part of that either. But then when you were talking with Tom, Mike, Tom from Florida, and he was talking about Chinese, television, radio stations. John, here we have, you know how many Hispanic or Spanish-speaking things we have. But you gave a really good Adam Smith, Milton Friedman, classical market economics answer. But But I know you don't really believe that that's the way it really works. And we've talked about it before, about, for instance, about how all these companies and all of Madison Avenue and all of Hollywood, you know, the go woke, go broke, but they're relentlessly going woke. They know it loses money. They know that they want to get their message across. They know when they're marketing things on television and they're doing ads that black people are 13% of the population, but they're like 60% of the people on all the ads. Even though they've got a lesser disposable income rating and there's far fewer of them, yet the message is what they're trying to do, and they don't care about the money, Mike. The money's less important to them than getting the message across, getting across their agenda, which is white man being banished, the woke agenda whatever the woke agenda wants to embrace. They don't care about money. Again, you can do anything that you want when you can print money out of nothing and nobody audits you. And that's who's controlling
what we're
doing.
Sweet deal. All right, listen, Peter, I got to put you on hold. We're going to take the final commercial break. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
We can all expect to pay more at the pump again. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas was $3.50. Also yesterday, OPEC Plus announced that beginning next month, they will be cutting oil production by 1.15 million barrels a day. The announcement, let alone the production cut, are certain to cause gas prices to rise even higher. Remember, gas prices go up, so does the cost of everything else. Between inflation and gas prices, cost of living is getting out of control. For the sake of background, don't forget that on the day President Biden took office, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. For more news and commentary, visit liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect
establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, take it away.
Well, we were talking, Mike, about I got a little feedback here. Hello?
I hear you.
Okay. One of the things that you can see, and we also, you know, I know you talk about it all the time, is, for instance, the way the media will spin, the way they spun the Nashville church, you know, Christian school shooting, right? Still
yes.
Haven't released the manifesto. It went off the consciousness really quickly. They had the way that they spun the mahogany dance thing, that the Sweet 16 party were 28 wounded and 4 dead, and CNN had pictures of all white people. Did you
yes.
see that?
I saw that.
We know we're being lied to. I mean, but they're relentless. They're absolutely relentless. Then the spin that is put on now by the new mayor of Chicago, when, you know, all that rioting and rampaging that happened this weekend, and, you know, it's nothing and mostly peaceful, even though the videos to the contrary of, you know, white women getting attacked and
yes.
things getting smashed. I mean, they're lying right to our face. They don't care about it because there's really nowhere to go for mainstream thing. Like, you can't watch a movie. You're stuck with the message they want to give you in the movie. You know? You're not producing movies, Mike. You know? Otherwise, I'm sure it'll be a good one. But the woke people are producing movies all over. And that's where we're going with this. And by the way, you spoke earlier about BlackRock being sued because they've acquired, of all the trillions, and we're talking closer to 20 than the 10 trillion in things under management, where they're requiring companies under their management to be to have diversity, equity, and inclusion in their board of directors. So this attitude, this imperative that they have of getting this woke message across, is only going to increase as they pack these boards with like members, right? And it's only going to get worse for whites and Asians, right? Because, you know, Asians are, they can't let the Asians go. Their meritocracy runs too strong on them. And they've got to find a way to put them down too. So, you know, it is what it is. And then, by the way, I know I sent you one, I don't know if it got through, but a couple of days ago, well, all these bankers were sitting around in some big banking confab, and Morgan Stanley and J.P. Morgan Chase, and all these bankers were talking about how it was imperative to win in the Ukraine because
we
it's
talked
such a
about
great
that earlier in the week here. Anyway, Peter, I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go. We're at the end of the show. My apologies to the caller still waiting on hold. We just didn't have enough time. Maybe I should have canceled that last commercial break here. So we should be hearing the music at any moment now. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. William Repellum and various guests are going to be taking the microphone. And please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word about whatreallyhappened.com. We really want to grow our audience and reach more people and try and provide answers to some of the questions of our day. So... still no music, and there it is. Okay. Anyway, have a good evening. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.